Now, in the papers today, in the Herald, record year as millionth person visits the zoo. There's only one man that you want to talk to about this, and it's Jerry. Jerry Creighton.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm the Owlflower. How are you, Jerry?
That's what excitement. Yeah, it was remarkable. Our millionth visitor yesterday, and we've still got 8 weeks left of this season. So it really looks like it's going to be an absolute record breaker for us. So it's just so exciting, Tara. You know, we've got a wonderful array of people here, like from our education team to our marketing team to our animal care team to our volunteers. They all dovetail together to make it such a wonderful experience for people visiting. And it's just going from strength to strength. It's been a remarkable year.
But Jerry, do you know what? You guys are all, I mean, you're the operations manager there for animals and grounds, but I had to give you your full title, get it in there.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Every single week you have press releases out from in there. You're doing something new. You've got, whether it's the month of the elephant or whether it's something that's coming on for Halloween, there is always something going on
in
Dublin Zoo.
Exactly. We've transformed the zoo in recent years to a really world-class facility for animal care. We've got some of the most remarkable habitats and environments for the animals to live in and show all their natural behaviours. I mean, you know, pick our Kaziranga forest trail for our elephants, our African savannah, or gorilla habitat. They're wonderful examples of showing animals in the most respectful way possible, inspiration from the wild and allowing them to show all the natural behaviours. And, of course, the birds that we had this year were so significant too from a conservation point of view. We had two Asian lion cubs, three elephant calves, like unprecedented, born in the space of 12 weeks that can grow and learn and develop together. These are all part of international breeding programmes to save rare and endangered species. So it's been a remarkable achievement. And people have just supported us so greatly because they understand the efforts and the world, and you know, people know what's happening in the natural world, and good zoos, and you know, like Dublin Zoo, that take it so serious from a welfare perspective, are showing these animals in the best possible way and giving them a real chance of survival, a real future. So yeah, I think that's what people respect, what they do, and it's fabulous. You know, also we have when you walk down the street now, people want to talk to you all the time and want to learn about your zoo because of our zoo TV series, of course, with, you know, Milldance Productions, and that starts back actually next year and in February, and it's just wonderful. You know, people have come into the lives of the zoo and they got to know us and our animals, and they feel part of the process. They feel part of the celebration, part of the success of the zoo, and long may it continue, Tara.
Absolutely, yeah. Jay. And to watch the TV show, to be honest, I think it really, that was just a great idea. I mean, having it up, having the zoo on Dublin, on RT, is just, it opened the doors to the zoo, lifted
the
lid.
Correct. And the whole thing was the honesty of the program because, you know, in the reality of zoo life, it can be, you know, it can be sad, it can be tragic. Animals that we have taken care of for many years can die. And when we brought all this honesty to it, it was an emotional roller coaster ride for our viewers. And next year, that even, you know, the new series that we're recording at the moment, which will be coming out in February, proves to be, you know, the same again, all about the lives of the keepers. But the one thing that shines through is the welfare and care and the dedication of the team here at the zoo. And we're always looking for ideas. Tomorrow, again, it's going to be a spectacular day. Our marketing team have been working very hard. We have a spooktacular day tomorrow with face painting events for the kids, lots of extra keeper talks. Be a great atmosphere around the zoo for the kids to come along and, you know, come and dress up and have some fun here at the zoo too. So it's always something happening, always exciting.
Jerry, do you know what? I was thinking of you before we get to your 1 millionth, the lucky visitor. We'll get to that in a second. But I was really thinking of you the time as well when you took one of the cubs home and you were trying to help. You know, they had to feed them during the nighttime.
Yeah.
I mean, and you were just such a professional, but you could tell as well, obviously, it was a very, very difficult thing to do, you know, on the emotional side because your family were involved. I think your daughter was there.
That's right. My beautiful daughter, Mia,
I mean, Jerry, how do you deal with that side of it? I mean, that must be, when it's
again,
so personal.
Of course, you've got to keep a professional detachment as best you can. But once there's emotions with animals involved, you'll always get attached. But, you know, lucky enough now, the way, you know, really it's best when the animals are with their mother. That's where they belong. But we do occasionally have to intervene. And it is difficult. It's always difficult if it's not successful. But, you know, now because of proper, you know, the habitats that we've created and the right, having the right animals together and the right, you know, the right social orders, it's kind of less and less of a problem, which is great. We have huge successful births now that happen with the mother because it's always best with the mother. but you know, you can't help but get attached. It's part of the human psyche. You know, you spend more time here with the animals than you probably do with your own family at home, which, you know, you can't help but be, you know, hugely attached. And of course, you know, it was me and my little daughter who was helps us there with the snow leopard. She became, you know, attached. And it's very human nature, but you know, she understands zoo life too. She's a little zoo professional as well.
Yeah, a little baby zookeeper. And also, Jerry, that's the thing that I, you know, with all of our own kids watching, ourselves watching, you're learning this is not a Disney story. This is real life. There are very much highs and lows in nature, and that's coming across in the show, as it does
exactly
in the zoo.
Tara, the honesty was the secret. We animals, like, people often ask us, well, what's the mortality rate in the zoo? And it's 100%. Everything dies at some point in its life, but it's how we manage them up to that, how we care for them, how, you know, the dedicated team that look after them, which is just wonderful to be part of such a, you know, a vibrant, energetic team, such a well motivated team that, you know, look, go actually walk into work every day with a spring in their step.
And talking,
you know, we've had such.
Sorry, Jerry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just to be a part of it, as I say, and the weather has been so good too. I mean, you know, we've had, like, we're standing here in the zoo today and the sun is almost shining and the weather's been so good. And it's just lovely to see the animals out and about. Next year, we've a really exciting project happening with we're doing a Pacific coastline, which is for our sea lions, and a free flight 80 for our flamingos. So progress and work continues. The zoo is still, you know, evolving and developing. And as I say, it's a world-class facility right on our doorstep. So
absolutely. And talking of springing its step, and I was only having a laugh there when you're saying the sun is almost shining. So Julie O'Mahony from Delgany, County Wicklow, became the 1 millionth visitor when she arrived with her family. So basically what happened? She walked in and what was it?
Our marketing team were there to greet them, and then they were told to the family that they were a million visitor. Lovely, lovely little, you know, surprise for the family, and they were presented with a lovely hamper, and then they were brought up for a little tour around the zoo, and then they were looked after in the restaurant. And that, so it was a wonderful day for them. You know, it was a very special, and it's nice to give something back. It's nice to recognise, like what we done last week with the Month of the Elephant in Bernardo Square. We were giving out some free passes for the kids after they did their trail around the city. So we're always, you know, working with the people, you know, to make it an enjoyable day as possible. And,
brilliant.
You know, people are continuing to come back and back and back. So it's fabulous.
Well, Jerry, it's working. I'm coming back this afternoon. I'm bringing the kids, and I can't wait. We'll be running after you. You're star spotted now. We'll be looking for autographs.
Sure, it's always nice to say hello. Can I just say a quick hello to my mother, who's 70 today? A big happy birthday to her. And just for my little son, Zach, who's dressing up as Spider-Man tomorrow night, and of course, my little princess, Mia.
Jerry, see, this is why we love you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Creighton, from
thank
all
you.
Of us here. 70th birthday. And
happy
listen,
birthday. And looking sprightly, I can tell you.
Good. Like her son.
That's
thanks a million, Jerry.
Have a great
Take
day.
Care.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.